Ragnaros comes out on Wednesday. This is Core.
Buddy, welcome to episode 61 of Core. My name is Scott Johnson with Bo Schwartz and John Jagger. Today's the 13th of December, 2016, and we're here doing it as we inch ever closer to Christmas. Or even closer to Ragnaros, which is, yes, like you heard at the top of the show, tomorrow. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's talk about skins for a minute. I got some skin in this game. Get it?
Okay.
Get it?
Nice.
That's like
well
a
done.
Thing. Yeah, you say that.
We're with you.
One of the things people like about Heroes, and I would argue MOBAs in general, is that there are lots of ways to customize your character. Blizzard has opted to make that a part of the game that you can buy into in some cases, spend real money on in other cases, gold, money, leveling time for your master skins and so on. Skins are important. We know that. But I always wondered, all the skins that they make at Blizzard, I for the most part like. There's a few I don't. I think the Pope hat on the master skin for the Auric is stupid. We've all, I think, agreed there that it's not the best way to sort of make that character cool. But then again, he's got some other really rad skins. He's a nice Vikral man in one skin. He's some sort of Space Lord man in another one of his skins, right? So he's got some cool stuff, and there's some themed effects and voice and all that stuff. So there's always something to like with at least one character that's your favorite where you're like, man, that skin's the coolest skin ever, and I'm so glad I got it. But, like a lot of things in life, sometimes I think the best ideas don't necessarily come from the company making it, in this case, Blizzard Entertainment, Team One. I think sometimes the best ideas come from outside of the organization, like the fans. So, I think it's kind of a foregone conclusion that the community comes up with great skins. A great way to get product for the store would be for Team One to run a compilation of skin designs, and the winners have their stuff selected and added to the game. Now, Bo, how else could we do this? If, let's say, I made a skin for Stitches, and it featured, let me think of something good here. I don't know. It was like Quaid had like the thing in his gut, Quado. Yeah, Quado on his guts. Sticking his head out going, Quaid, every time he opened his shirt or whatever. Obviously, there's licensing issues. But if I could get away with that, they don't currently have a way of doing this. But what would be the harm and what would be the benefit for me as an outsider to even care about doing this? What could they give me for my fine work if they decided to include it in the game?
Well, I think a lot of game. I know that there's we can really point to a super successful example. I just can't think of one. There might be. Where the community can come up with content. I know in PlanetSide 2 right now, you can design helmets and skins in that game, and they do give the players that are selected. It's a curated product. If your skin is selected, they put it on the store, and you receive a percentage of royalties. And I think, PlanetSide 2 is kind of a side game. It's kind of a niche sort of audience there. But Blizzard has a ton of very talented people that are into this stuff. I know we'd get some pretty amazing things. Like Janitor Leoric was one that was up on Reddit for a while that looked amazing. Mm-hmm. Like his entomb was a bathroom. Like it had a mop bucket in it and everything. And he'd swipe with his mop. Like it was perfect. And he had like a hat on and blue overalls, but he was a skeleton guy. It was great. Janitor Leoric, they might even be working on it. I'm fairly certain. Even the team one liked that enough that maybe that's somewhere
how could they
in
not?
The makings.
Yeah. How could they not love and, that? That's amazing.
Yeah. So I think maybe, they did this interesting thing with the mounts where they wanted, there's a ballistics mount that was just added, and there's the MVP black, like the Nexagons. Mm-hmm. And I think a percentage of the sales were supposed to go to the team. I assume that happened. I don't know how many sales they made where it was really viable, but I think lots of people like to buy pretty cool skins. That would just be a cool way to get you know, talent invested in it. They could probably even find really talented people as a recruitment device through that too.
Sure.
And yeah, I don't know. I think there's lots of great ideas out there, and so I like this idea.
I like it a lot.
Here's, and we'd all get to vote. Yeah. Maybe I don't make them, but mm-hmm. I can vote.
Here, yes, voting yeah. voting matters. Every vote counts. So here's what I would say: it's not like we don't have examples of this. Team Fortress 2, maybe being one of the more recent examples I can think of.
Dota 2's entire economy is based on it.
That's true. Skins in CSGO are very popular, and you can make your own. Now, I think there's like a... If you're submitting them for public consumption, so they're not just viewable on your client, I can't make a penis skin and have that get through. I think there's some sort of curation going on there. Because if you give the community the right to make just anything... Then we're going to have naked Janas running around. That's just how that's going to be. I'm here to help, and I forgot my clothes, right? You can't have that happen. Not on our watch. So not to poor Jaina. I mean, think of Theramore, will you? So my thinking is it would have to be some sort of curated system, or I don't know, maybe it works like it's client only. But you like to show your stuff off, right? Like I don't want to just see it on my screen that I made a cool Leoric skin. I want everyone to be able to see it. And even cooler would be is if there's some sort of system whereby Blizzard got a percentage of it, but in like the old 70-30 split, and they get 30, I get 70% of the profit on any of my skins that are sold. That might be a nice little interesting profit base for the game. The only worry I have is I have a feeling I could be wrong, and I know that they've done a lot of things to this engine to make it more and more a Heroes engine and less of a hacked StarCraft engine. But I still worry at some point you'd find out, well, we can't really do community skins and create that kind of system around it because the game was never developed to do that support in the first place. So it would take a total overhaul to make it work. Like, this is a lot of minutiae we probably don't have to get into. But if it was simple and easy, I'd love it. I would love to have way more than just the official skins. Like... People, the crowd tends to make amazing things. They also make some terrible, stupid things. That let's all be honest about it. Again, you know, they'd call him Wienoric with his wiener out instead of Leoric. Right. And I'm not interested in that. I don't want to see people's weird penis things.
You don't want to see thong off Cho'Gall.
No, I don't.
Oh.
No, as it goes, no, when, I actually don't want to see
when
that.
When you kill him, those ragdoll physics will really come into play.
Yeah, but don't you think
now
like
three
you know,
players can control him?
Exactly. But John, like work. What's it called in Steam? Not workbench. What's it called? Something shop.
Workshop.
I just was
workbench. Something shop.
Like that, though, with lots of games and mods and things, would Blizzard benefit from implementing some sort of crowdsourced stuff like that? And would that actually do things for the game that Blizzard can't actually do because they don't have that, you know, they haven't given people that level of creativity? And if they did, would we suddenly see, ooh, way more interest in that game because I can get Janitor Leoric and not wait for Blizzard to think it's a good idea or not?
Yeah, I think it would be very beneficial to them. And even if they didn't want to, you know, we've been talking about, well, can their engine support it? Can we do it? You know, even at a basic level, we could just say, hey, guys, we want your pitches. Send us your art. Send us your concepts. Send us your ideas. Let people get as creative as they want and pitch it to Blizzard. Have Blizzard decide, okay, here's kind of the category, or here's the ones we like out of what we've been pitched. And present that as a community choice then, and then we get to vote, and then we get to look at it that way.
Yeah.
And I think even at a basic level, and, you know, then Blizzards are doing the work on it. They're still in control of their models and doing all of that. I think even at that level, it's a cool idea. And, you know, who knows, down the line, maybe you could see like, oh, here's the community bundle. It's the favorite characters based on what the community wanted, and here's a cool skin that the community wanted, and all this stuff. Yeah. And I think that'd be good. I think that's a cool way to engage your community outside of the game.
It's a good idea, Bo. I want to make sure, though, for the record, we state why Bo thought of this. It's because he wants to make a poo emoji skin for Ragnaros.
So I've got like the sense of humor of a 5-year-old. Yeah. I like South Park. Yeah. And when I saw Lava Wave
yeah.
For the first time, mm-hmm. I immediately thought, oh, man. What if that was like a diarrhea wave? I was like, that's hilarious. That's so funny. So, and you know, I'm like, well, how can, I mean, you can't just make a brown tint. You got to build up some sort of theme. And I was like, I love the poo. Like, I would hate emoji if it were not for the poo emoji. Really, that I think that saved emoji for a lot of people. It's such
that's
a great
your buy-in. Yeah. You were like, just, I hate this idea. They showed you poo and you were like, I'm in.
Yeah, so I'm like, strange. Maybe you could put the, because he's already sort of this circly, liquidy thing, and you just got to put the two eyeballs on top of the blob and you've got your skin right there. And so, you know, I'm trying to connect with the young folks. The young folks like emojis.
I feel like I've learned a few things about Bo today that I was previously not aware of. All right, I'm all for it. I don't think Blizzard ever lets a poop version of him in. However,
probably not.
Some sort of semi-curated way of doing it. They do it with Dota, they do it with CS:GO, and they certainly do it with TF2. So it's possible. The question is, does Blizzard have the desire to do it? Is Blizzard the kind of company that staffs some of the best artists in the industry and would prefer them to make this work? Maybe. That is kind of in their wheelhouse to control those sorts of things. They have not necessarily been very open to the idea of letting people mod things for quite a while. StarCraft II was kind of the last time where that was sort of a thing. And the most recent example anyway. And even that was more like, well, we'll let you make some maps and do some stuff, but we're not going to let you completely turn it into something that might later go on to be a very popular game like League of Legends. You know what I mean? Like, we're not back to the Warcraft 3 days exactly. So I don't see them going quite that far. Otherwise, I think Diablo has some great mod potential. I certainly think WoW has more than we currently have with plugins. I think you could do more there. They've tightened some of that up as well. And Heroes and Overwatch and these other games, they have no customization other than custom maps with their, you know, with their system. So it seems like Blizzard's not in the business of doing this anymore. That being said, if they just got strict about it and said, well, this is just about, let's say, voice packs and skins, because I know voice packs have been talked about. They've bounced that idea around. It's possible. Then maybe we're onto something. And it could be a pretty lucrative deal for not just people who are creative enough and talented enough to get through the process and get in there, but also, you know, for Blizzard, they can make a chunk of money on that. So anyway, there you go. Good thought discussion. You guys want to send in your thoughts, your feelings about that? Let us know. We got to say a goodbye to Dustin Browder. He's on his way out the door. Good thing, though, he's just going up the hall somewhere. There's a lot of theories, by the way, about this. I have my own. You had Tom Chilton leave the WoW team and go to a mysterious room up the hall. Now you have him going up to a mysterious room up the hall. You've had other people within the company move on to this mysterious place at Blizzard, and others step up to take new roles. Hearthstone's another example. It's easy on the outside to look at that and go, what's going on at Blizzard? Everything's falling apart. No, it's probably not that. What I think is happening is Blizzard is finally maintaining and building and supporting a real incubation system, an idea incubation system there. I think what they're trying to do is build the next generation before we get there. They don't want to be in the WoW situation where they were so busy focused on what they had in front of them, they didn't see what was happening in their own backyard, hence League and so on. So I think that's what this is, and I think that's where these people are going. Also, very inconspicuously missing has been Corey Stockton from the WoW team. And a lot of these guys, including Browder, weren't even at BlizzCon, or they may have been there, but they had no role in terms of getting up on stage and doing anything big. So I think that was kind of a hint that something was going on. So anyway, he's put out a statement, still says he plays the game 5 days a week, absolutely loved his time on both StarCraft and this. Now he's moving on to some, again, unannounced thing. It could be new project, old project, offshoot, who knows. But now in his place, we have Alan DeBeery, which is French for the beery. He's been there for 20 years. That guy's been around forever. He did the original Mac port version of Warcraft 2, or Warcraft Orcs and Humans, excuse me. Like, that far back. Been there a very long time, and was there for the launch of Heroes of the Storm, and has been on that team ever since. Sounds like, by all accounts, he's the right guy to step in if you're going to have Dustin step down or move aside. So thoughts. Let's go around the table here. Bo, what do you think about Dustin not being there anymore, and where is it? Is it bad or good? What is it?
Well, my understanding is that, according to the, I guess, the statement that Dustin put out, is that Alan, Captain Adab, or Alan DeBeery, yeah, has been...
or his actual name.
I didn't get a big reaction, so we'll go with Alan DeBeery.
That's fine.
So my understanding is that there was some handoff there, that, in fact, Alan's been, like, sailing the boat, as it were, while the captain was in his quarters reading parchments. So
I don't know why this is all. This is all very, this evening. Yeah, very maritime stuff. I like it a lot.
Sure, but the point being that I'm fairly confident that this is actually just like something that's been true for quite a while behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And so, if you like what's been happening, if there's a shift in direction you've noticed perhaps over the past year, it's probably due to that. I think Dustin's just been a face for a little while. Not that he hasn't been involved, but that there's only so many hours in a workday. They work on giant projects. I can't imagine the number of people that they have to talk to, and, you know, all the things they have to do to get organized around a product.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain that that's the case. Also, Browder was at the State of the Game panel.
Oh, that's right. He was. Yeah.
He opened it, and it was pretty brief, and he passed it off to Alan. Like right away, who got into more nuts and bolts stuff. So that's a nice, they probably had a little handoff thing. Like, I'm not going to be on here after the team. This is my final hero sort of.
It was like training. It was like training day. Here you go, dude. Now you be in charge of BlizzCon. See how you do in front of this crowd. That might've been actually some of that, but he was heavily involved, or almost like exclusively the guy you saw, heard from, and saw do things on stage in the year previous. So in 2015, it was all Dustin Browder all the time. I spoke to him at the meet and greet for devs and community, and it was just heroes, 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 and constant this and constant that. And it was like, obviously, guy in charge of heroes. And just something in the next 12 months changed. And again, it's so easy to read these tea leaves and go, wonder what's going on. Was he tired? Was he burned out? Was it 3 years? Such a hard launch. And this happens to all those guys. The Diablo guy left after 3 years, and then the next Diablo guy left after two, and, you know, Metzen left after 28 years or whatever, but you have this kind of moving on sort of thing happening. But I don't think that's what's going on. Like, I really think, and John, I want to get your take, but I really think that maybe even together, they're all in some room working on either something new or different, or honestly, maybe their best minds are just trying to come up with new stuff for the next 20 years of Blizzard, and they're pulling from their best talented people. And certainly Dustin falls into that category. So John, what's your take?
Well, I think we tend to hear this news and we tend to take it in the most negative light possible. We tend to think, oh, that's it. They got fed up. They got tired. The trolls chased them off. You know, all sorts of negative. And I'm more inclined to agree with you. I think there was an opportunity that presented itself, and it's called an opportunity for a reason. I think it was good stuff. And I think he jumped at the chance to do something new, like most of us would do. It's easy for us to get kind of infatuated by the idea of working within the company and how cool would it be to be a part of the team. But it's a cool job, but it's still their job. And if I was at work and they presented a new opportunity for me to go and start something on the ground up and maybe do something a little different than what I'd been doing for 3 years, I'd probably jump at it too. Mm-hmm. So that tends to be where I come from with all of it. I tend to think that it's probably something more positive. And, you know, I think he did a great job with this game, getting it to where it is. But I also know that just a few episodes ago, we were talking about how it's in the best place it could possibly, we've seen it in since, you know, since it debuted, since we've been in the alpha. And it's hard to take that fact and then turn around and say, like, oh man, I'm worried about this transition, because this game is where it is under Alan recently. So I think it's in a good place. I think it's in good hands. And I think we have a lot to look forward to, both within Heroes and with, you know, whatever they're doing.
Yeah. And his comments, see if I can pull some of this up. I saw it on a different article. I can't find it now. But Polygon ran an article. I want to say it was a brief interview with Alan. And that dude seems stoked. He seems like, I mean, of course he would, but he seems super excited about where the game's headed, about some of the things they're doing now, about ideas they have for future brawls and character reworks and new characters. Like, there was no sign of him going, well, it's back to the drawing board on some of our ideas. It just feels like full steam ahead. Seems like they're excited. Yeah, I don't see this as a negative at all. And sometimes, you know, the best thing to do for a team like this is to move your lead somewhere else and to push on in a new phase, right? Like, give a, get some fresh looks at it. Get a different take. You know, I remember everybody flipped out when Jay Wilson left the Diablo team. And can the other guy know? The guy that left and now works for...
Josh Mosquera.
Mosquera, yeah. When Mosquera came on, everybody's like, well, what's the deal with him? You know, kind of Seinfeld face. And then he blew everybody's mind with Reaper of Souls. He was the brainchild behind that. I was more concerned when he left, period, because that guy really did amazing things for a while. So did Jay. But sometimes that's what you need, is that little boost. And who knows, this could be the best thing for Heroes ever. At the very least, they're at a really great place right now. And even just maintaining that would be a good thing in my mind. So, I'm having a hard time seeing a downside to it. And the only thing I'm just horribly curious about, because they're never going to tell us, this incubation system they have up there for their ideas, their think tank they're building, no one's going to ever know what the hell that stuff is until they're ready to announce a new project. They just won't do it. So for all I know, Corey Stockton's making an amazing Nintendo Switch game for launch next year because he loves Nintendo so much. And, you know, who knows what Browder's doing and who knows what Stockton are doing. Maybe they're both working on this mysterious 3D engine experience job listing deal they had up. Maybe they're part of whatever that ends up being. Who knows? It could be just brand new whole cloth stuff. I know that they're focused heavily on mobile right now internally. They want to figure out new ways to sort of harness the platform and be a bigger deal on mobile outside of Hearthstone and the WoW app. So maybe that's where we'll see those guys. Maybe, I just want to throw this out here. Maybe we've just gone through 6 or 7 years of what I think has been an apocalypse, a straight up pox on the butthole of mobile strategy games, because the way free to play has been implemented and the way strategy has been pushed into this Clash of Clans kind of gameplay standard, and no one seems to want to move out of that. I freaking hate it. I hate it. And in a heartbeat, if I found out that Dustin Browder, even if it was free to play, was working on a tactics / RPG element / RTS style game built on Warcraft or something else, some other whatever IP or even something brand new, and was doing that for Blizzard, I would lose my mind, because it's time to take that back. Like, city builders, we need to take those back. Mobile is ruining you. And I like mobile games, don't get me wrong, but they're all the freaking same. RPGs on mobile, the same. You're going to collect 4 or 5 guys in your party, and when you get other guys, you can level them up and combine them, and you might get a chest, and it's the same freaking thing. So this is just my little offshoot, but one of the biggest minds in strategy gaming in years is now doing something secret at Blizzard. If he was to take hold of that and change mobile strategy forever, I'd be all up in that business.
So there could be. I mean, Hearthstone was 5 years in development before we heard about it.
Yeah.
We could be in year 2 or 3 of your idea right now.
Yeah, it could be right now. Or we could be in the first six months and we won't hear anything for 5 years. Oh, Lord.
Well, yeah. The one thing I will add to this conversation,
I'll be dead.
is what?
I said I'll be dead, but go ahead. I'm just thinking of 5 years. 5 years is a long ass time. That feels like a long time from now. I know it's not technically, but it's
a long time to wait. I mean, there's some of us Blizzard fans right now that are like, listen, we know you like to take your time with stuff. I'm gonna die. So let's get the awesome stuff out as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So I can enjoy it and not, you know, be an angel in the spirit world looking on Sanctuary going, now the sweet games come out.
I was kind of into it like in 1998. I would be like, oh, wow, StarCraft's awesome. Can't wait for the next thing. I guess I'll be waiting a while. I was okay with it then, because you don't, when you're, you know, in your 20s, you're like, whatever. Who cares?
Sure.
It just changes. Now you're like, dude, I don't want to be a grandpa the next Diablo game comes out. That's a terrible idea. So this is more about me than Blizzard, but anyway.
I mean, the reality is this. We're probably all going to die while looking forward to something. Just to keep it real positive and hopeful in here. But look on the bright side. If the apocalypse happens, then we're cool.
Okay.
So
we're all even. No one gets the cool.
Yeah, because then no one's going to be like, oh, I want Heroes of the Storm 2. When there's the apocalypse, like, it just becomes, oh, I want to eat.
I would like to eat today or get, is there water or do I have to drink my own pee again? Exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
Do I have to pee on this plant?
Yeah.
Oh, find a little girl with a map.
Yeah. With a side ponytail. Oh, wait, same actress, a different movie. Anyway, let's move on from that to some news. So Ragnaros patch is not happening till tomorrow. Normally it's on Tuesdays. We all thought it'd be today. There are two theories floating around. John floated the idea that perhaps Blizzard, whoops, that wasn't supposed to happen. Sorry, this thing's being weird. Blizzard had a conflict, potentially anyway, with putting major content out for Diablo or for Overwatch today, and then having that sort of be all messy with that's happening, and then you got big things with Heroes happening. So maybe they staggered it a day. My theory is, this last weekend was Blizzard's annual giant Blizzard employee party in Vegas, where all the employees can go and they get drunk and have a blast the whole time. And like 20 of them got stuck in an elevator, which is a whole other story.
I like that you're really down to specifics on this.
You know why? Because it's like it's one of my worst nightmares. There's like 30 people in this elevator or something, like way too many people. And it gets stuck for an hour and a half, 90 minutes. They don't hear anything. They have no outside contact. They're stuck in this thing. The most claustrophobic, jammed together, way too many people in here problem. And I think it went for another hour or something before they got out of there. Like, imagine that, dude. Ugh. Here's the three things you start thinking. Are we going to die? Who are we going to eat if we're going to starve? We got to decide who we're going to eat first. And what if Barry over there has to take a dump in the corner? Who's going to allow that? Like, all these questions come up in my head, and I just think that is the worst. That is the worst sounding experience I can think of right now.
I like that you're already to cannibalism. Like, step two, even before you worry about other people pooing, which is just likely because they're on the elevator. You're on the elevator for a reason.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's that one seems likely, but you're already like, all right, we need to single out the weak, sickly deer first. And
yeah. And I know those people, a bunch of people, they weren't all Blizzard people, but there are some people in there who just are drunk as skunks and they're going to barf or pee or something in there. You got somebody else who just got done at the seafood buffet at the Rio and the crab's gone bad like it sometimes do. I'm telling you, all of the worst case scenarios are flooding into my head when I think about this elevator thing they got stuck in. It sounds awful to me. This is one of my things. It's one of my Scott's quirks. Now I'm over it. We can talk about other things. All right. Anyway, my theory was they were all too party pooped to release anything today. John's is probably right, but I like to think that it's because they were all hungover. Tomorrow's the day, though, so you're going to get Ragnaros. You're going to get the Battleground rework of Haunted Mines. Has anyone seen that yet on the PTR?
Either I've seen it. I haven't played it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't played it either. I guess we could do a thing tonight if we wanted. We go look at it. I don't know. Maybe we'll wait for it to be live. I guess I'm kind of excited, but not really. I mean, it's just like another Battleground, and we'll just get used to it or whatever. So that's fine. New Brawl coming. Garden Arena.
Well, that one's here.
Oh, is that now?
We don't know what's coming next week, but there on the PTR, there was the Mines Reopen.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've heard what's coming up next week. So. Okay.
So Garden Arena is right this second. Remind me what Garden Arena is. I don't remember.
Oh, we collected seeds.
Never mind. I hated it. That's why I didn't like it.
Okay. Hold on, Scott. I got to ask you a question. Let's play a little game.
Go.
Here's my game for you.
Go.
You said you're not super excited about Haunted Mines because it's just kind of another battleground.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you put your excitement level at out of 10 right now?
Seven.
Seven. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what if I said new Haunted Mines and they're getting rid of Garden of Terror?
Is 11 on between 1 and 10? Okay. Yeah, no, I'd be really jazzed about that because I am sick of Garden. You know what? Here's what I want them to do with Garden Terror is not get rid of it. I want them to do like they did with Mines. Take it down for a while, reevaluate it. Tweak it some, make it interesting. It's clearly the one everyone talks about not liking the most. I know Saturday, Jeff Cannata in our team league games was throwing shade on Warhead Junction. I don't know what the general consensus is on that map, but I like it. I feel like the one that seems universally not liked as much is Garden Terror. So take the terror, don't let the terror win, and take it down for just a little while. Fix that up like you did Haunted Mines. In the meantime, we'll have Haunted Mines back. I feel like I haven't been seeing a lot of maps I used to see a ton of. So get those more heavily back in the rotation. I assume they've been held to the side a little, or there's less chance of me seeing them, because I haven't seen maybe, you know, of all those games I played during the Nexus Challenge, I probably only saw Sky Temple twice in those 30 games. I saw something I never saw. Now I can't think what it was. Oh, there's so many maps and I've forgotten already. Oh, I know. It was Dragonshire, only saw twice, I think, two or three times maybe. But everything else had a pretty good rotation. So just take Garden Terror out for a while. Fix it, tweak it, poke at it. See what
comes.
Give
it a little break.
Yeah. See what happens.
Let it grow.
Yeah. Let it grow. Let the terror grow. Like that. Anyway, so, all right, John, you make a good point. But look, mines, I'm excited. Talent reworks, Artanis, Dehaka, and Diablo. Why, it's the tank retalenting of 2016 before the new year. And Artanis changes. Bo or John, where are you at with Artanis? What do you think?
I love Artanis. I love these changes, and I cannot wait to play more of them. We talked a little bit about the crazy cool swaps you can do with him. I think overall his kit is more interesting. I haven't gotten a lot of time to play him practically speaking, but I did get a lot of time to play around with the kit, so I don't know how strong it's going to be. I've heard some naysaying on it. I've heard some people say he's actually not even as powerful as he used to be. Regardless of that, I think it's a better kit. You know, I think we're at a point where, sure, they can tweak numbers one way or another and balance him. I think overall his kit and talent choices at this stage is better than what it was before, so they can build as needed. He still has some of the same problems he's always had, but he can do a lot of cool things, and I really, really like him.
Yeah, it's a shock. I can't believe you really like him. I just can't believe
it. I know. He's a pretty cool guy.
My mind is blown. Dehaka,
go to the mall on weekends.
Bo, you're more where you just fly into a Hot Topic and come right back out or something.
There's, yeah,
swap places.
I got you this sweet band T-shirt. Oh, thanks, Artanis. You knew.
Swap places with a SpongeBob hat, and yeah, I can see how it would work. All right, so Bo, you're the big Dehaka player here, or I know you haven't lately, but during the day you were big Dehaka tongue man. So tell us what's going on with him.
Big talent rework coming. It's hard to say. I was sort of anticipating it going live today. So I was hoping to get a feel for him, but the big change is the one we talked about last week. The Burrow talent at 16 is the one I'm looking forward to most trying out. Yeah. And apart from that, like, it's a whole rework, so there's going to be a whole new feel to hopefully how mobile he is. I think that's the big issue. He's kind of a tank that goes in and then just disappears.
Yeah.
And that sort of is a little counterintuitive. So I'm just looking forward to seeing how like bruisery he can be. Cause I think he feels like he doesn't do a lot of damage, which is in fact false. I think he actually does a lot of damage.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing what that's about.
He's just so encouraged by his kit and his burrow ability to be ambushy. And so whether that's good or bad, I just agree with you. I agree with what you said earlier, that it seems a little counterintuitive. Like, it does feel like, well, I can only poke out for a second here and do some things, my swirly deal and my tongue, and then I got to go. And then you're like, where's our tank? Well, he had to go. You know, that's weird.
Yeah. So hopefully he has more of a presence, and they're taking the emphasis off the ambusher thing, which is like an assassin thing anyways. Mm-hmm. Like, it's sort of weird, right? Like, mm-hmm. he's a warrior. So warriors, they have some mobility, but they tend to be like a presence. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, butcher jumps out of a bush and goes, ah, and that's kind of what we're getting from Dehaka, because he appears in a bush and then he has movement speed to go chase you down. Mm-hmm. But then he's got nothing to kill you with very fast. You know, it's like you're scaring people, but you need some cooperation. So hopefully he's a little more tanky and less ambushy with some of the rework. I'm looking forward to seeing.
All right,
that.
Got Diablo getting a rework. We talked a bunch about that last week. We'll give more impressions on that when he's out. Hero balance winners. We are calling it for Rhaegar, Chromie, Kel'Thas, and Ahriel. They are all getting some pretty rad balance changes. The hero balance loser is you if you get killed by Chromie. Tell me why Chromie is now such a threat. I already hate her guts, but tell me why.
Well, we PSA'd this last week. She gets a talent a level early, another level.
Oh, that's right.
So you know, and some tweaks over the course. I think she's been tweaked several times now. Her range has been increased. Her talents have been shifted around somewhat as well. She's already, and I've seen some complaining about her low interactivity in terms of she bursts you down. Apart from getting a cleanse on a temporal loop or having a support take care of you,
yeah,
the only thing you can do is dodge. Mm-hmm. And it's, if you're more skilled, it's easier. The less skilled you are, it's harder. It doesn't necessarily mean you should just get good. It might mean there's a problem with the gameplay. But for that. Now, you're on the losing side of the patch notes, my friends, because you got killed by Chromie.
It's good for John. He's been playing a lot of Chromie. You like
this. I have. Yeah. She's pretty good. The problem with Chromie is it depends on game mode. She's another one of those that in quick match, there's a good chance that you can go up against a Chromie and just have really no way of dealing with her. And she can just kind of stomp all over you. It's also, there's a good chance that you can pick Chromie and have a team against you that's just going to hunt and kill you repeatedly. But when you get into a draft situation, she becomes a little trickier to take because there are some pretty hard counters to Chromie. Mm-hmm. And it's easier when you know she's coming to plan around that and make good choices, which is why she's ultimately getting a buff. As opposed to a nerf, which maybe some people feel like she deserves. Because right now, she's kind of in that place that Nova was, right? And a lot of people complained about that, myself included, that it's kind of not fun to just be walking around on the map and the next thing you know, you just explode and you're dead and you kind of don't even really know why because you didn't know she was there. But, you know, you can play around it to the best of your ability in quick match or you can draft around it in draft modes. And, yeah. Have fun with her. She's getting a really cool buff. She's getting all her talents 2 levels early now. So that's going to make getting through your quests easier, and it's going to make for some sad people.
She went back in time even further.
Even more.
Hero role chat links. So I guess you can press shift and click a hero portrait or hero role icon during hero select or in a draft lobby to add a link to that hero or role in the chat. The idea being that if... I don't know. You want to say...
I want you to take Rhaegar. I'll shift link it in the chat so that you can just push Rhaegar and find it.
So that seems cool, except in a rando, I don't need some butthole telling me what to do. You know?
Well, it'll be fine, Scott. You've probably already muted them by this time in the game anyway.
You guys got to see me at my saltiest a few days ago. I shouldn't play very late at night because it makes me salty, but... We had some issues. I want to recount this fun situation we had. You guys have heard the story way too many times, but no one in the audience has, I don't think. I don't think we talked about this last week, or did we? I don't think we did. No.
No.
The Jaina game. So we're playing this game. It's 3 of us, I think. There were 3 of us, or maybe 4. But we had a slot on our team where it was somebody else, maybe 2 slots. And the other rando, the entire game, for I don't know what reasons, just kept laying on me, giving me all kinds of heat. And kept saying things like, Jaina, use your abilities on the opposing heroes, which still just ticks me off to even hear the words of that. Really? You're supposed to use them on other heroes? Is that how this works? How this game goes? Jackass. Anyway, so he kept saying that, and then I would write back and get snarky and say, like, he'd whiff something. I'd go, you want to use your, whoever character he was, use those abilities on heroes. And then when he got inside the dragon... Knight, I said, make sure you use the Dragon Knight abilities on heroes. Like, I just kind of kept it up. And the whole time, he's just reaming me and saying, oh, Jaina was nowhere near that. Jaina's the worst. This is the worst Jaina I ever played with. The end of the game, or toward the end, we win. We pulled it out, had a great game. And I thought I was having a pretty good game. I felt like one of my better Jaina games. Yet, I had this little fly on my back going, hey, you suck. Remember when you were good, Mimi? Right? I remember. Hey, Mimi. So that was going on, and then as we got to the end, everyone said GG, because we're all nice people, and this guy says GG for everyone except Jaina. And then the game ended.
I remember that. I remember.
And then it ended, and Jaina's body comes up on the screen, and the voice says, MVP! And I got MVP for I don't remember what. I can't remember what the main reason was. But it was the funniest freaking payback, and everyone's LOLing in there except for Rando. And it was amazing. Like, it was one of the finest moments of my life because I felt like this extreme sense of redemption. And I still, to this minute, don't understand what his problem with me was. What was I doing that he didn't like? I mean, I got MVP. You know, I had high stats on the areas I needed to with Jaina. Like, I performed well. We won the game partially because we had a good Jaina. Like, what was the problem? I still don't know.
Sometimes when people are uncomfortable or they don't think they're doing well, the best thing they can do is to point out the flaws in somebody else or try to divert. So I think you were his divert target. I think it was just like, I don't want people yelling at me, so I better get everybody mad at this Jaina.
Yep.
Which was then funny, because first of all, we were all on a team together, so it's not like we were going to go, no, this stranger we've never met is right. This Jaina is horrible. Let's ostracize our friend publicly.
Yeah, because I don't think he knew we were a stack, but
You get MVP, and so immediately 4 upvotes for you.
Yeah,
so not only did he have to see you get MVP, but then he just sees your little ticker go bleep, 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 epic.
Epic. Yeah. And then the and he's not in the list. So it's all of us plus one red guy. So 4 of us plus a red guy. He's nowhere on the list. I don't know what he contributed. And I never once said a bad thing about him until he started snarking at me. Anyway, I don't know. I'm still salty.
You probably missed a cue or something like that, you know, which happens. People miss skill shots, folks.
Yeah.
It's the end all be all.
Sometimes people dodge my icicle unit deal there, my cue. Sometimes they just miss it. Ice Lance. What is it? Yeah. No? worst Jaina NA.
It's Frostbolt.
Frostbolt.
You don't even know the names. Like, know the names of your abilities.
Uninstall.
Jeez, you even lift?
What's with this podcast? He doesn't know the name of Frostbolt.
I love all the
sell Jaina back for gold.
Yeah, no
GG
kidding.
GG to everyone on this show except Jaina.
Retired Jaina. MVP. Anyway, so that's what happened. All right, you guys ready to see the war on Christmas go up a notch?
That's very politically charged.
Yeah, of course, I'm making fun of people who think Christmas, there's a war against Christmas, because it's complete and utter BS. But anyway, Wintervale begins. And they call it Wintervale. It's basically the Christmas time stuff. And we got all kinds of stuff coming with that. New skins, some old skins back on the store. You get that happy little festive mount, goblin, treasure goblin mount. I knew it'd come out.
Yeah,
eventually.
We got a clarification from last week. You do unlock him permanently if you play all your games.
Oh, good Lord.
So that's what it is. Everybody gets him for the season, but if you play your games and you complete the quest, you get him as a permanent mount that you can then...
I like that a lot.
You know, ride on.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That's awesome. Anything else about the Snowball Brawl or any of that crap have you guys interested? They haven't detailed all of it, but...
I mean, I'm hoping the brawl is fun. So we've got the brawl system in. We're waiting for our like Junkenstein in Heroes. You know, that brawl that's going to come around, that's just going to grab us by the snowballs and say, this is amazing. Like, mm-hmm. And it hasn't happened yet. Like, the brawls have been great and I like the brawl system, but there hasn't been our Junkenstein moment.
No, although, I mean, I'm going to argue the first one, what are the bruiser dudes? What's it called?
Punishers.
Gosh, I can't think of words today. The Punisher Brawl was pretty freaking good. That was a good first impression. And we all thought...
I mean, most people seem to say that was their favorite. And yeah. Nova Covert Ops was a pleasant surprise. Didn't think I was going to like it and really loved it.
Yeah, that one surprised me too. But I guess what we all expected is the unexpectable, which is we thought we'd go from... those guys or that first impression and being so solid, and then it would only get better from there. And I'm not so sure that that's true. It's kind of like, you know, all the Junkenstein lovers of Overwatch were like, well, whatever Christmas is going to be, I'm sure it'll even be better. Yeah, that snowball fight thing's okay. It's all right.
It's okay.
Yeah, but it's no Junkenstein.
Can we call a brawl in the future Unexpected Brawl?
Yeah, Unexpected Brawl. Unexpected Brawl. Or Unexpected Brawl.
Unexpected Brawl. I don't know what it would be, but there's the title.
I like it.
Free title. Feel free to use it.
All right. Well, the war on Christmas continues. All right. Battleground balance. Brawl healing fountains will now be invulnerable when these brawls next return to the Nexus. So they are going to be invulnerable, which means you can't blow them up.
That's like the most obnoxious behavior in brawls, to see people tryharding on those damn fountains.
No, I hate it.
Kill their fountain. We've got to win this game.
Yeah, I hate
it. It's important.
This is supposed to be good news, but you know what? When I read it and thought, man, are they already talking about returning brawls?
Oh.
I kind of felt a little sad inside.
Oh, good point. will now be involved in Brawl's next return.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if that's the actual language used. Let me look that up.
It is. In fact, I thought they even gave which Brawls they specifically said. Mm. Like, I think they said Punisher Arena.
Yes, actually, you're right. Yeah, when these next return, Blackheart's Revenge, Garden Arena, Punisher Arena, Temple Arena, and presumably also the Garden Arena, because there's people in there in the Garden Arena killing the fountains. And I'm like, come on, guys, yeah. Let me have a fountain.
Yeah, let us have a fountain. I'm fine with it. I'm not stoked to have some of those brawls back, but, you know, whatever. Three of those quick with you guys for the money, and then the ones that are more fun, we play longer. Fine. It's fine. You know, 1,000 gold. It's worth it every time. No matter how bad. It was worth it in that Blackheart's Bay piece of crap one.
I mean, hang on here. We're getting Attack on Titan. It was Blackheart's Attack on Titan. That's what's actually called.
I'm to the point now where I think
that anime so much. That's why I keep remembering.
Well, I'm to the point where I actually think I've got that. When I hear Attack on Titan, I now think it's the Brawl and it's the actual name. I've screwed this up completely.
Oh, it's great. But like, we may not have loved them, but you know, they're okay. Hopefully they iterate on them a little bit and bring them back, not just with the fountains buffed, but some other, you know, tweaks to it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it. I'm okay if they cycle through these, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm okay too. As long as, you know, again, 1,000 gold is what I like about them. It's 1,000 a week I was never going to have otherwise. So more of that, please. Warhead Junction, the Warheads are going to have a base damage reduction from 2750 to 2300. And Warhead damage now scales by a flat 70 every minute and no longer has a jump, large jump at 18 minutes. Inner warhead damage is still a 50% bonus. So I didn't realize it was a 50% bonus in the first place. I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. The little circle in the middle does more damage. So it is good to put a corner on something, mainly the keep in the back.
Yeah. I think
it's better to fire it over.
Yeah. I thought it was the same damage. If you were just in the circle, you were getting it. But it makes sense, I guess, that.
It's been kind of sad. You know what's the sad part about Warhead Junction is it hasn't been as easy as I'd hoped to like snipe people in it. Mm-hmm. Like now that the newness is gone, everyone gets out of there. And I'd kind of like if they dropped a little faster, personally, just so we could blow up some fools.
Well, that, but also on the other hand, I wish it took longer to place them. So go back in your mind to StarCraft. If you go back to StarCraft 2 even, or StarCraft 1, Brood War, when you had a Scout, I guess they were called, right? Not scouts. What are they called? Ghosts. Ghosts would go out. Yeah, StarCraft Ghost, duh. you know.
StarCraft Scout.
You know, freaking what's her name? So they go out there, and when they do a nuke, you have to be really careful because you expose yourself. You're no longer stealthed. It takes a little while to get the targeting laser to click in and have it all work. What you do in Warhead Junction is way shorter than that. And I feel like it ought to be more of a channel because it's too easy to get the nukes off. I
agree.
But on the flip side, I agree with you, Bo. It'd be more fun outside of structure damage if I could drop those quicker on a team fight or something. Because those are pretty fun.
What if they took time away from the drop and added it to the channel time? Overall, the entire process takes just as long as it takes now, but the drop is faster and the channel time leading up to the drop is a little longer.
Yeah, see, I'd be all right with that. That'd be a nice
mix. I like that.
That's pretty good. Because there is kind of this really fun, oh crap moment when you realize a nuke has been launched in the middle of the map, nowhere near a structure, and it's in the middle of your scrum with the other team. And it's intense. You're like, oh my gosh, everyone out, get out, pull down your blast shields and let's go. And it's super cool, but it's now so predictable. You never get caught in it. So yeah. Anyway,
and more to your point is I find it's very hard to interrupt the channel. Mm-hmm. I don't find it very easy. Like sometimes you're like, oh, the thing that I could have used to interrupt it's on cooldown because there's some other skirmish happening. And if you do save it, it's hard to respond to it fast enough to meaningfully, like, you know, use, like, for example, Oriole's ribbon whip, right? Mm-hmm. Just detainment strike, just flip them away. But as they're like, that's the whole point of the channel is to give the enemy team some interactivity, and it's very short. And I find it very difficult I don't cancel nukes ever. And that's actually kind of a good strategy is if they're poking you, you can kind of defend against the nukes, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah. And it's such a big map. It's not like, I mean, I can't go anywhere to do anything. Like if I hear nuclear launch detected and it's down the mid lane and we're all up top, well, we're screwed. We can't get down there and do anything. And even if you're in the lane because the cast time's so short, there's nothing you can do. I just feel like there should be more of a cost to that. It shouldn't be easy to launch a nuke. I'm not being political. Maybe I am.
Yes, you are.
Maybe I am. That's it for all that stuff. Hey, the NA qualifiers are a wrap. That's North America for everybody who doesn't know what NA means. I think probably everybody does.
The not applicable qualifiers.
The eight teams in the NA League are Astral Authority, Denial Esports, Gale Force Esports, Niventic, Grandmaster Jackets. I love that name. No Tomorrow, Dumpster Tier Superstars, and Chew Eight, My Hot Dog, Doge.
It's Doggy, actually, I think.
Okay.
I think people were saying Doge, but on the last broadcast, Solid Jake was saying the team was telling him he's pronouncing it wrong. It's Chew Eight, My Hot Doggy.
I hate that. I hate that name. That needs to go away.
I like Hot Doge way better.
But if Chew Eight is like pretty much the consistent biggest number streamer for Heroes on Twitch.
Oh, is he?
And I think I can't remember what he played prior, if it was Dota 2 or StarCraft. But he had a previous pro career, now he's just a streamer. So he actually got Glaurung on his team and some other people who've been playing professionally, and they're making a go of it, and they qualified.
Did you say Galron? The guy from, he's one
Glaurung.
Of the, oh, yeah, not yeah, the Star it, Trek it, it, guy. All right. Just making sure.
No, Glaurung, the guy we've seen like on a number of teams, a really young dude who's trying to really, really make a go of it. It's an exciting little lineup actually. And so they qualified on the weekend along with Dumpster Tier.
Nice.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys caught any of these games. I mean, we've all been pretty busy on the weekends. I know I didn't watch all of them, but I did take some time to watch last weekend's qualifier games. Mm. They were pretty good. Yeah. There were some great games in there. So if you're looking to watch some Heroes Esports, I mean, it's too late for that. But the good news is the teams are set. The league is happening. These people are getting salaries and careers may be starting. This might be the first year of league play in Heroes that 5-10 years from now, some of these guys will still be names playing, hopefully, fingers crossed, in a much more professional, visible, you know, Heroes big time esports league. So this is very much a very important year, and these are your people, folks.
These are your guys. Athletes. Yeah, find back your team and get going on it. Ranked season 3 update starts December 13th. Now it's the 14th, because today's 13th, so it must be tomorrow.
Yeah,
I guess so. I think I saw something that said December 13th. So when I originally made this note, it was like December 13th. But they say these things like they put an asterisk on it, like, you know, the week of. So
here is the big deal. This is important. Hero League, solo queue only. All right? You're on your own, people. Team League. Here's where it gets interesting. My favorite way to play the game, by the way, is Team League. 2, 3, and 5 player parties can now queue for Team League. It's a little bit like it used to be for Hero League, I think, right?
How did it used to go? Yeah, when there was one queue. I think there was,
It was one queue.
It was one to four.
It's just if you hit a certain number, then you shifted to team, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what it was.
That's right.
So 2, 3, and 5 player parties can now queue for Team League. I know what I'm going to be doing a lot of is queuing for Team League with you guys. Because, listen, a lot of times we have 5 guys, but sometimes we just straight up don't, and we're just quick matching. I would be totally fine. Try hard in threes. It'd be fine with me.
Read the next bullet.
All right. 2 and 3 player parties can only queue for Team League if all members are ranked within one league of one another. Damn it!
we're close.
We're close.
Scott's silver. I'm gold right now in Team League. So.
Oh, that's right. Our Team League ranks are different.
Yeah, that's
Bo's
true.
Not the Goodyear blimp.
We can't all be Kyle, place. Who just like the first time ever in Team League scores Diamond 3 with a bunch of bronze players, bronze, silver, and gold players, to be
now,
more
can,
accurate.
Can,
like it, that's insane.
Can you not play Team League for the qualifiers, though, for like the placement matches? Does it matter what you were the previous thing? Is that what they're saying?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a win. I have a thing to play for that.
That's a good question.
There you go. I don't know. I don't know on that.
I'm sure if you're still placing, as long as everybody's placing, you probably can. I would imagine it's going to follow Hero League, which means if we're all placing, doesn't matter, we can all play together. As soon as one person has placed, The people still in placements can no longer do it unless you're in a five-person party. I believe the five-person party is going to remain outside of the restrictions, just like it is right now.
Correct.
Which, by the way, I still think that's going to be my preferred method for Team League. I might make use of the 2- and 3-player parties, but I'd much rather be on the other side of being the 5-person party going up against 2- and 3-player parties.
Good point.
That's where I would like to operate. So I'm going to still be inclined to go there, but it's also made me more excited for Hero League. I kind of like the idea that there's not going to be any more going in against, you know, double stack teams and, you know, having to worry about that. It's everybody on their own and let the madness begin.
Yep. Yeah, I think you're right about the 2- and 3-player being restricted like that. It's just a good way to mitigate the problems that come from disparity when you're only 2 and 3, but with 5, who cares? You're all together. You're all talking. You don't have the disparity, or at least you don't have the comms thing. Yes. Yes, Bo.
Well, so note that with the disparity, if you're in a 5-player party, you can queue with any mixture.
Yeah.
Right. So we can still play all together, just not in duo or trio.
Exactly. So even if we'll see where it lands. You guys know my recent frustration with MMR. I don't understand it enough. I don't think I'm as bad a player as my MMR thinks I am. Now, that sounds like everybody always ever said, right? There's no way my MMR is that bad. I really do think mine's a little skewed down, and I don't know why. I don't know what I did. I don't know if it's just because I've been playing since Alpha and I didn't know what the hell I was doing for the first 6 months of this game, and I just was terrible or something. But I don't think I'm that bad to be so split from people I play with all the time. It kind of weirds me out. I even hear myself saying it. I'm annoyed with myself for saying it.
But you'd probably feel a little better about it in the old system, which was you start bottom and you work your way up to your threshold.
Yeah.
The problem with the system is that it places people in different places. Mm-hmm. So it feels random. So it feels like if you're someone on the lower scale, maybe you're just getting punished and you don't know why.
Right.
Because you're not guaranteed, like, you're not saying this is the start of the path. So clearly everyone's got to start here. It doesn't say anything about me. Mm-hmm. And if I want to put the time into it, I'll progress. But since I only play X amount of games, I shouldn't have expectations to get up to diamond if I'm only playing 50 games in a season. So,
sure.
So whatever. But now it's like saying, Scott Johnson's placed 10 games. Let's place him in bronze. See how he likes it. Let's place him in silver.
It feels random.
It feels like you're carrying. Now it's a system that's against you. It's an AI that's going, Scott must play in bronze league.
I am not programmed to love. It's also because not only does it feel like I'm being randomly moved around, because I can't see how the sausage is made, I don't know why I'm where I am. Because I don't know. They don't tell me.
They were a little more transparent about what it does now. So basically what it does is it is seeded. We do know it's seeded. But let's say you rank Team League, right? Mm-hmm. So it's going to take your wins, your losses, and what numbers it got from your wins and losses in Team League. Then it's going to say, okay, what's our baseline for this guy? And the next thing it's going to look for you is, did you play 15 games in Hero League last season? Mm-hmm. Which I know you didn't, Scott.
No, I did not. On purpose.
So it says, okay, well, he doesn't have enough Hero League experience to draw from. Let's look at how he did in unranked draft, which I also know you haven't played 15 games in.
Because when I'm playing, I'm usually with you guys and we're doing other stuff.
So then it says, okay, he doesn't have anything there. Let's look at 15 games in his quick match, mm-hmm. which you definitely have. But you also don't have the highest MMR in that mode because, like you said, you've been playing since Alpha. It's what we have to go off of. I've seen your HOTS logs win-loss. There was a time where your MMR was pretty tanked.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty bad and pretty rough.
Yeah, it was.
And
it was terrible.
You've been climbing out of that, but the game doesn't recognize that because there was never a point where that became irrelevant to the game.
Right.
So now it's looking at your quick match MMR and saying, okay, that's the information we have. Let's build his Team League rank now off of that and what you did in your placements, which is why you're low. And then you have somebody like Kyle who's put in a bajillion games and climbed the ladder like crazy and has definitely played 15 games in all the different modes. And he's ranking significantly higher than everybody because it has that data.
Right. It has the data plus his, you know, whatever his awesome performance was and his placements for this new season. Exactly. So he's got all those things firing at once. And, you know, maybe that's just the way this adds up. Maybe that's the math. If you want to be there, then you had to do all those things right. I don't know. I just wish it didn't feel so random and weird. And I feel like I'm being punished for, it's like if I ran track in high school and had a really shitty, you know, 50-yard dash because I didn't know what I was doing. And then years later, it's like, well, I'm in college now. I should be able to compete on the collegiate level. Look at me. I'm running faster than this other guy. Nope, sorry. We're still accounting for your high school numbers, so we're putting you about 4 to 6 feet behind everybody at the beginning of this match. That's how it feels. Whether it's true or not, whatever, it doesn't matter. The feeling is weird, and I don't like it. I feel like I'm being punished for my previous sins.
I agree. Well, let's play more games this season and we'll see if we can climb. Yeah, that's my goal. Because I had my worst season ever this last season. Mm-hmm. It's the worst I've ever done, except for Team League, which was better. But you know what? I'm accepting it. I am where I am. And I'm going to just do my best to climb out this season.
Plus, it would be a fun experiment to see what we could pull off. Like,
yeah,
let's see what kind of ground we can make up in a single season. I like that idea a lot.
Yeah.
What else? Let's see. Bip a dip. Science players can no longer queue for Team League for the duration of their silence. So take that. That's a thing you're going to have to take. All right.
I laughed at them, but they can't say anything.
No.
Because they're silent.
They cannot. Let's see. Let me skip ahead a little. I think we, you know what? Let's go right. You want to go right to next Jeopardy? Should we do that today? Or do you want to dig through all this? Bo, do you want to skim this? What do you think?
No, let's go. We have some stuff that we can save for another week, so let's do that.
All right, let's hang on to it. It's time for, oh, I don't have the song queued up, so here.
That's a good question.
That's today's theme for next Jeopardy, everybody.
I can do it.
Okay. There you go. What the crap? Oh, yeah, that's like the old thing I used to use. Here, I'll give you something. Yeah. I'll give you something real. Hold on. How about this one?
Set off over the distant plains in search of trivia.
All right. Well, that's what you get.
Nice. Well done. All right. Welcome. I'm Gorath Trebek, and this is Next Jeopardy. You've waited 2 weeks for the awesomeness that is this trivia contest between two juggernauts of the Nexus trivia world, Scott Johnson and John Jagger. Mm. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
All right. So, Scott, I don't remember who won last time. Actually, it was John. I remember. John, higher or lower for the dice roll? See who goes first.
Let's go low.
All right. You lose. It's 53.
Okay. When they go low, you go high.
So, Scott, let's pick you a talent.
All right.
Choose a talent.
Oh, I don't know. Give me one. Or tell me what they are. I don't remember.
Next Jeopardy Master. Every time John says who or what, you can say Asha Lenore.
Do that six one. Times. That one's fun. Let's do that one.
All right.
I'm picking it.
John, you remember what all the talents are?
Yeah, give me the one I always take.
You want Rejoinder of the Storm?
Yeah, that one.
All right, perfect. All right, so John has Rejoinder, and Scott has Next Jeopardy.
And it's who or what are the two words, right?
Who or what, every time John says it. And if he does it six times, you permanently increase your winnings by 50%.
Okay.
All right, now it's got to be six times up from the previous three. It was a little unbalanced, so... Also, John was giving them what's and who's away like it was candy, going out of style. All right, we're going to change things up a little bit. We are going to give you guys a guaranteed legendary since it's just Christmas and I feel like giving stuff out to start the game with. Scott already has a Haradrim cube, which he never loses from his inventory. Yeah. So who wants to know what their legendary is first?
Oh, geez.
Scott does.
Do I? Okay, I do then.
Open your legendary, Scott.
Okay.
It'll be great.
All right.
Guaranteed legendary for today's game. All right. Scott gets Illidan's Blindfold.
Okay. That's pretty legendary. So, it smells like bacon, but I'll take it.
So here's the deal. Do you have something you can wrap around your eyeballs?
Oh my gosh.
Maybe. I
don't all right. Know. If you need to use your hand, that'll suffice. Here's how Illidan's blindfold works.
Oh, I found something. I got a cloth I can put in my glasses so I won't be able to see.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad I didn't get this legendary.
All right,
this is the worst legendary ever. All right.
So what this legendary does...
Where did Illidan come from? I looked up and all of a sudden Illidan Stormmage was with us.
If you play blindfolded, all right, because you can take it off and put it back on if you need to, if you get uncomfortable, okay? But when you have it blindfolded, you have the chance to answer any question first.
Okay.
And if you pass and John buzzes in, you can still buzz in after. Because you have demon senses. You can sense the fell.
All right.
All right. Okay, cool. John, let's find out what your legendary is, all right?
Tyrande.
All right. You get Sulfurus, the Hand of Ragnaros.
Nice.
Interesting. So it's a one-time use item, and you can use it to destroy a question at any time. Even if there was a reward, you can invalidate the reward. So if Scott gets some big reward, you can use the Hand of Sulfurus to smash the question.
Oh, so I can even do it like if he gets it right, I can say not destroying that question.
That's right, but it has one use, so you have to time it accordingly. Okay?
Great.
All right, now we're ready to begin. What are this week's categories, Bob? Well, Bo, here's this week's categories.
Sorry, I'm still looking at Scott. He looks like a flamboyant pirate.
Right. Category one is Jargon of Terror.
Okay.
Category two is Bizarro Team Names. Category three, My Emotions. Those are your categories.
All right.
All right, Scott, you get to pick first. So which category would you like to
do? Jargon of Terror for... we'll start easy with one, for 100.
All right. That feeling when you're keeping your enemies close but still respecting their personal space. I'll read it again.
Okay.
That feeling when you're keeping your enemies close but still respecting their personal space. It's MOBA terminology are the answers to this.
Oh.
Now, because he has the blindfold, do I even bother buzzing or do I just let him make his guess?
Scott, you get you can answer or pass. If you pass, you still get a chance later.
Oh, okay.
Because you're Illidan.
I'm gonna pass.
All right. Now we're open to buzzes.
I like this.
John, anything?
I have a guess, but I don't know if it's right. I don't know if I want to start with. Yeah, you know what? Let's accept negative money. I'll beep.
All right, John.
What is care?
Incorrect. Beep beep. Negative 100. Scott, you got a chance to take it?
What is... This isn't going to be right. I'll just say it. What is zoning?
Incorrect. Negative 100 for you as well.
Damn it.
Well, hey, welcome to the club, Scott.
It's like we never even started. This is great. We just started the same thing. Negative 100.
The answer is, what is kiting?
Okay.
What is
kiting? Oh, kiting. Oh.
Scott, you still have control of the board.
All right. I kind of like where this... I kind of like this category, even though I suck at it. Let's do 200 for the same category.
All right. This hero or player makes a big amp pick. I got to restart.
What?
I screwed that up.
Who is Al Gore? Man, bear pig.
All right, stop. This hero or player makes a big impact, but doesn't even lift, bro.
Doesn't even lift. So wait, I get this until I decide if I want it or pass it?
That's right. You get the option to answer or pass because you're Illidan.
Wait, can you say it again? You were still laughy.
Yeah, one more time.
Sorry, John. This hero or player, that's 100 points for cleverness. I was still laughing. I like that quite a bit.
Yeah.
All right. This hero or player makes a big impact, but doesn't even lift, bro.
Doesn't even lift.
Okay.
I pass. I don't know.
Okay. Now it's buzzer time. Anyone can buzz in?
There's so many that I think. Beep. Yeah. I'm gonna lose so much money on these bad guesses.
John?
What is Carrie?
Ashalinore!
Okay, one Ashalinore for Scott. Well done. And that's $200 for you, John. It is, what is a carry? He doesn't even lift, bro, but he makes a big impact.
Oh.
All right, John, you got control.
That was a clever question.
Let's finish that category, Jargon to Terror, for 300.
Seriously, though, I cannot state this enough. That was a clever question. I think that was awesome.
All right,
go ahead.
A satisfying single syllable misspelling that follows an act of humiliation. Scott, you got first dibs.
Repeat the question one more time.
A satisfying single syllable misspelling that follows an act of humiliation.
What is whiff?
Incorrect.
No. Do I lose money for that? No. I just lost.
You do, yes.
Oh, I still do?
Okay. Beep, 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 beep.
Yep, John.
I was just making sure it worked. What is...
Ashalinore!
That's one of Ashalinore for Scott. Ding.
Sorry.
Incorrect, John.
The well, destroy that question.
Oh, he uses sulfurous. Smash! The question is smashed. You're still at 200.
Does it nullify his bonus that he got for
it does screaming? Not.
No.
It does not.
No.
Man,
the answer
Ashalinore.
The answer is what is wrecked?
Oh, what is wrecked?
Oh, hey, that makes sense. All
right.
A single syllable misspelling.
All right.
All right. Like John, I think you're still in control of the board. So pick the next one,
please. Bizarro team names for 100, please.
All right. So this is Bizarro team names. The answer is a real team name. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Terrestrial subordination.
I don't. Do I go first again? Because I have my thing on.
Yeah.
Wait. Terrestrial subordination.
Mm-hmm. This is a bizarro version of an actual team name.
Terrestrial.
So, like the opposite. Think of.
Time limit on this?
John's calling time.
Would you say terrestrial? What?
Terrestrial subordination.
Subordination. I don't know. Pass.
All right. Open field.
Beep.
Yep. John.
Who is Astral Authority?
Ashalinore.
All right. One Ashalinore for Scott. And that's 100.
Two, I know. And it makes me happy.
I
that
have
he missed
two. I've been so All focused. Right. I keep missing.
It's still anyone's game. John. Right. Next question.
That category for 200, please.
All right. Conservative. Or team conservative.
Team conservative?
Well, I just say conservative. All it's right, more conservative. Of the actual team. Note the spelling of conservative is C-N servative.
Oh. Oh my gosh!
I'll give you a hint. It's a European team.
Okay, I got it.
Yep, Scott.
Who is or what is Fnatic?
Oh, you got it. Well done.
Ashalinore. Oh, crap.
You don't have that talent, sir. All right, Scott, you have control of the board.
All right. Remind me of the... I can't see the categories.
So we have Bizarro team names for 300 left over.
I'm and shitty Illidan. I can't see
it. And
anything.
Then we have my emotions
My emotions for 200.
All right. A warm sweater, preferably a turtleneck, is recommended before Sylvanas gives you one of these. Keep in mind, the answers are abilities or talents that grant vulnerable.
Oh, I don't play her enough. It's got to be like a cold reference.
Get warm. Get warm.
Cold. I don't know.
Time.
That's all right. He passes. It's a buzzer time.
Beep.
John, buzz.
Cold embrace.
You're correct.
Wait, doesn't he have to ask a question?
Oh, that's true.
He already said correct.
No, that's true. It's a good point, actually. I've been too lenient. No points for you, sir. All right.
This game.
Good call, Scott. Keeping the game fair for everyone everywhere. All right.
It's not fair.
It's fair. You got to answer it properly. The stream goes nuts when we don't do it right.
Yeah, so they get
they've
really won
today.
Sets
them off. They get really upset.
All right, Scott, you have still have control of the board. Scott,
same category, 100.
Okay. answer this. Oh no, you get the chance to go first. Okay, Jaina sure thinks Dr. Joel Fleischman is a real cutie.
Joel Fleischman. Oh.
What?
Jaina sure thinks Dr. Joel Fleischman is a real cutie.
Wait, what category are we even in anymore?
It's the emotions.
My emotions.
My emotions. I know this one. I know this one. I got it.
Yep.
Northern exposure. What?
He didn't say who or what.
Oh, shit.
Do it again. You're Illidan, so you get this pass.
I do?
Yeah. All right. Illis, Scott.
John will love that. All right, hold on. Am I talking to this microphone? All right. What is Northern Exposure?
You are correct.
Okay.
Sir.
I picked that every time. I knew that one. But it was it was killing me on the Fleischman. Nice Fleischman rest. Oh my gosh, I want to watch that show. I love that show.
I love it too.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, you still have control of the board.
All right, let's do that third 300 on that same category.
My emotions.
Yeah.
All right. This is a bullet time maneuver that sounds like the name of a Steven Seagal flick.
A Steven Seagal flick?
A bullet time maneuver that sounds like the name of a Steven Seagal flick. Sounds like one.
Gosh.
It makes it sound like...
I have no idea. John, you can buzz in.
All right. Open buzz. Open buzz.
I know it. I know exactly what it is. I cannot think of the name right now. It is... Here, Scott. Seeing as Bo's going to give you free points anyway... if you can think of what Greymane's second ult is, the one nobody ever takes, that's the answer.
Shalinore, he said, what is?
He's helping you and you're profiting. It's great.
I can't think of it. Is it a Drainer thing?
And somebody else yells it. One of the characters yells it as well.
Oh, well, why aren't you getting this one?
I don't know because I can't think of it right now.
All right, I'm calling time. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2. Yeah. The answer is what is marked for the kill?
Oh,
that's it.
Frick.
There's marked for death. I wanted to make it an actual Steven Seagal reference.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yep. You're good at these.
Okay, so let's see here. There was one question remaining, folks, and that is the 300 for Bizarro team names.
Sorry, I heard the door open. I'm making sure I wasn't being stalked. All right, go ahead.
Here it goes. Hand-to-hand combatrix.
Hand-to-hand combatrix?
I know the answer to this one.
Hand-to-hand combatrix. Well, Scott gets first dibs because he can see the fell.
Hand-to-hand combatrix. There's no time yet.
It just started. Give him a moment.
Yeah, he needs a break on this contest.
What is Volley of Blows?
I don't know. This is a team name.
Oh.
It's Bizarro team name.
How many
hands are we going to give Scott?
No, I got it. I'm wrong.
Hand-to-hand combatrix.
Now you can count. No. I still get a chance.
All right. It's open buzzer session.
All right.
John.
Who is Ballistics?
Correct.
Ah, frick. Combatrix.
The opposite of Ballistics, which is projectile.
Shalinore. He said who is.
All right. Perfect. Okay. So we've ended the round 600-0. Now we're going to move into Final Jeopardy. And because this is a Canadian program, we like to spread the wealth. And each of you are getting the $600 that John won. So both teams have $300.
Okay.
All right. So you got to get this one's for all the marbles. All right. The name of the category is Nexus Tool Foolery. The answer is the name of a tool.
Okay.
Bow.
Damn it, John. All right. John just scored himself $400 with that.
Wait, he has a thing that we...
He took a talent called Rejoinder of the Storm.
That's right.
And that was, even though it was against me, and I didn't like it very much, it was clever.
Does Illidan's jock strap help me at all in this part, or is it dumb for me to wear this right now?
I guess it doesn't, no.
Okay,
I'm
taking it out.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that, though, for the sake of our show.
I felt like a hawk. I was on some guy's arm. I was satiated by a hood. It was nice.
I was kind of hoping that the Illidan mask would help heighten your senses of hearing. Did it work?
I think it dulled them a tiny bit. Just a little bit. I think I'm the worst demon hunter of all time. All right. So.
All right. So how much are you betting, Scott?
I'm at zero. I'm at 300.
Yeah.
Let's go all in 300.
All right. John, how much are you betting?
300.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So here is your answer. If you chronically mistook the individuals you met as nail fasteners, you might use this fiery tool to ensure they were attached securely into the ground.
Fiery tool.
Boy, I should have bet zero.
Fiery tool.
So I'll read it again.
Please. All right.
If you chronically mistook the individuals you met on a daily basis as nail fasteners, you might use this fiery tool to ensure they were attached securely into the ground. And I'm hammering here on the screen.
I thought you were doing a John Cena impression.
No.
All right. So, I think I know what it is, but I don't know if I remember the name.
All right, five, or let's do the
do-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo ready.
So Scott, John's kind of in the lead. So let's see what his answer is first.
Okay.
I didn't write anything.
All right. What is I didn't write anything. You bet 300. And so you lose 300.
Okay. That leaves him with what? 400?
100.
Oh, leaves him with 100. Right. Okay.
That's right. So Scott, what did you write?
I wrote, what is the butcher's ultimate, where he puts a steak thing in the middle and then the guy grabs your leg and you can't go anywhere?
Also incorrect.
Damn it!
Man, you really filled up that screen, Scott.
For $0. All right.
I like to imagine you also drew a little diagram. Like, I wish we could actually draw for this question.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Because I imagine you drawing a circle and the little stake in the ground and an arrow pointing towards it.
Yeah, I totally would.
Like this thing right here.
What is that actually called? That's called something. What's it called? What's that ultimate steak called?
Lamb to the slaughter?
Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Lamb to the Slaughter and Furnace Blaster.
All right. Oh, that's okay. Yeah. All right. So
the correct answer was, what is Sulphurus, the hand of Ragnaros?
Oh.
Sulphurus, which we said at the beginning. And
yeah, but I was thinking of characters that are already in the game. Dang it.
I didn't even know what that question meant.
All right. I'm Gorath Trebek, and this has been your episode of Next Jeopardy. Tune in next time for sweet trivia questions and great prizes.
Oh, that was the best thing. Oh my gosh, that was funny. All right, we'd like to take your emails and calls here on the show, and we do it through this phone number, 801-471-0462. That's where your voicemails go, or you can email us, core@heroesforyou.com. Got an email here from a listener, and if I can just get it up here we go. This is from, what's his name? His name is Marius Pretorius, a.k.a. Voet Prent. He plays WoW on Silvermoon. He says this, "Hi, Scott, Bo, and John. Greetings from Johannesburg in South Africa. I have been playing Heroes since beta but lost interest after 6 months. About 8 months ago, I discovered all the WoW podcasts that include the Instance Azeroth Roundtable and really love the shows. Because of those two shows I discovered Core naturally, and now I'm really enjoying it and playing a lot of Heroes. When they released the Nexus Challenge..." Wait, is this the one we did already? Have we done this email? I'm having deja vu bad.
No, this is new.
Okay.
No, but it is very similar to the story of last week's emailer.
Yeah,
it's good to hear. It's good to hear.
Yeah, it is. I feel like I saw a cat twice and now.
No, I think
Carrie-Anne
we got
Moss.
One from Ruan last time.
All right.
Or Ron.
Ron.
Carrie-Anne Moss is telling me to get the hell out of there now, as I've seen the cat twice. All right, here we go. Because of all those two shows, blah, blah, blah. Okay. When they released the Nexus Challenge, I thought I must try that, but I do not have a lot of time and no friends that also play Heroes. Then I tried something. I log into my account and on my wife's account that she only plays WoW on, started playing AI games on two different PCs at the same time. Not the easiest thing in the world to do. And when you do, and what do you know, after winning the game, it does count for the Nexus Challenge. 30 AI games later, I have completed the challenge on two accounts. Only played AI because it was a lot faster and did not want to mess up other people's games with my very bad multitasking. When I started the challenge, the sales went live in Heroes. Then I bought two bundles that were very cheap, and now I own 22 Heroes. Much point to this story is that if it was not for the challenge and the easy completing it, I would have not have played much Heroes and then not have much of an urge to get more Heroes, because after 30 games, I am now hooked on Heroes. The sales helped a lot, but the challenge did more to get me to play. Thus, Blizzard made money from me like this more than any Black Friday sale would have. Thanks for the great show. Regards. Well, Marius, that's a great little story. Is that legal to do? Did he just admit to doing a thing that they would ban his account for?
No, that's legal.
Okay. I don't know.
Why wouldn't it be? We have multiple accounts.
It shouldn't matter. Well, playing them at the same time in the same AI match to get your matches done, I'm saying. That's a little fishy, isn't it? No? Maybe?
It's not really, if it's not really multi-boxing, even then
is.
I don't know. I think he's fine.
It sounds like he was playing both of them. Now, if he was using a third-party device to control both characters at the same time, then maybe we're getting into weird territory, but
I guess you're right.
I don't know. He didn't explain how he did it. Maybe he had like two keyboards right next to each other and was just going ham on that game. Yeah. I like to imagine that because that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds like he's going to walk out of it a better Heroes player than anybody.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden now he knows how to play two characters at once and I struggle with one.
I would watch that stream. That'd be a fun stream to watch, actually. That guy doing that.
You siege up with hammer in a spot. And then once you siege, you just stay there and then you control Sylvanas to shut everything off.
Mm.
And then you A, move on Sylvanas and move over to your hammer keyboard and unsiege her, move her up and siege back in.
Mm.
On easy AI, sure, it's just you like, can carry the whole game.
It's like playing Lost Vikings in a way, except there's just two of them. Bjorn, Tyrb, and not the other guy. I don't know their names.
I would say you're missing out on the best part of the game, which is playing other players. Not that if you enjoy the game that way, that's fine. And I think his point seems to me like he was saying, yeah, this is better than a Black Friday sale. I had something to work towards for Overwatch, and that was sweet. And then I enjoyed myself so much, I wanted to try the other heroes. So they made some sales.
Well, there
walked
you go.
Away with 22 heroes. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's a good place. So I'm going to also say, hey, you should join Frog Pants. Make some friends there.
/ join.
Say hi to everybody.
Please do. There's lots of people like constantly in there going, hey, who's up for some bleh, whatever? And you can just jump in and go.
Yeah.
So do that. Make a point of it. And live your life. For some reason, it's really loud in here.
Well, thank you, Marius Pretorius.
Yeah, Marius Pretorius. Is that how you say
and
the name?
And for having one of the coolest names of anybody that's ever written in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like you were, like, were you an extra in Gladiator?
Just my name got is that, Marius like... Pretorius. I must get Russell Crowe out of the arena.
Are you not entertained? Well, we appreciate emails from any corner of the world, and even those that come from South Africa. I make that sound like it's okay.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why I said that. I think it's super cool that we're hearing from
you. Thank you for your email, sir. We love you, and keep listening to the show, please.
Yes, please. You're awesome. And good luck on Silvermoon. That's a rough server. Hey, there's no show next week. We should make that note here. We're going to take a day off. And there's stuff going on. Let's see. I'm trying to think of the times. What day would that be? Is that Christmas week?
The 20th.
Okay, so it is Christmas week. We're taking Christmas week off to enjoy the holiday and all of that good stuff. So we're not going to be around for that. But we will be back, I think, the following week, pre-New Year's. Maybe it's our prediction episode. I don't know. We'll think of something rad to do. But we'll come back for that. But next week, we're not here. So enjoy that time off. Play a lot of games. Play a lot of Heroes, join the Frog Pants group, and hang out with us. You can also find us on the web at core@heroesforyou.com. That's the email address. You can also go to heroesforyou.com. That's the website. And as always, follow us on Twitter. Scott's at, that's me. I'm at Scott Johnson. There's Bo Schwartz at Bo Schwartz, and John's at John_Jagger. And, of course, the show at Core Heroes. That's going to do it for us, people. Thanks for listening. Have a great week off next week, and we'll see you next time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.